So here I am at one of the, surely the biggest human rights demonstrations in the United Kingdom this year. This is the Right to Life March, sorry, March for Life, I should say, to be more accurate. And it's got people of all races and religions and those of no religion, such as me, different social classes, men and women, presumably people of different sexual orientations. But they all agree on one thing, is that babies should not be murdered. And that's seen as a contentious viewpoint these days, that genocide is bad. So children should be saved. There is a right to life. No, this is not a choice that ought to be permitted, because the main person impacted, the baby, she or he gets no choice. Always remember we're talking about a she or a he, never an it, okay? And the baby is not the woman's body. The baby's got a separate body to his or her mother. The baby is a separate individual, has different parents from the mother. One of those parents is the mother, has different fingerprints, is a unique individual, has a different eye print, and how it has different genetic fingerprint, and may have a different blood group and so on. So no more innocent blood spilled. And when that happens, it's always the baby's blood. I don't want the mother's blood to be spilled either. So just saying we should save children. So I don't know how many thousands of people have been here. There were some religious services, and Westminster Cathedral, an Anglican one on Sloane Square. I think there was some Protestant one, a march starting off at the Emmanuel Centre, and circling around to Parliament Square. So thousands more people coming. Obviously being accosted and verbally abused by some of the abortion industry, those who want to murder children. 60 million children murdered per annum every single year, but that's not enough for some people. There's no end to their bloodlust. They want to increase the number of people who get murdered. These are Lucy Letby characters, who can seem very pleasant. I mean, that's the thing about serial killers. They don't necessarily have horns growing. They may not seem like foam-flecked, swivel-eyed fanatics, but that's really what they are. And I was having a conversation with two ladies here, and they said that, in the very same hospital, on the same corridor, children were being murdered who were older than Miss Letby's victims, who were older in gestational age, just because they happened to be still inside the womb. And yet the people who do that, they get rewarded and promoted. They're told this is healthcare. No, healthcare is about sustaining a heartbeat. It's not about ending a heartbeat. Healthcare is about continuing respiration, not discontinuing respiration. It's not about stabbing someone to death. It's not about giving someone a deadly injection, especially without that person's consent. It's not about ripping their limbs off one by one and asking for their head. It's not about snapping someone's spine. So that blatantly is murder, and indeed is illegal. It's against the Offences Against the Person Act. The Abortion Act 1967 surely breaches Wednesbury irrationality. Furthermore, the doctors may well be falsely prescribing that they said there's a greater risk to the woman's health to have an abortion, to continue the pregnancy than to have an abortion and so on, because we're increasingly aware of the mental health effects that the negative impact that abortion has on the mother herself. That's why there's Rachel's Vineyard, a group to counsel post-abortive women, the grief that they carry with them all their lives, the psychological scars. And I know some women are still suffering from this decades later. So they're still coming, very many people. And it's true that some of them are Catholic clergy like that. So we're against the child abuse industry, at the abortion industry. These doctors, nurses, other people, certain journalists, opinion formers, parliamentarians, who make their money from the mass murder of children. And they'll speak about it very calmly. They'll try to normalize it, to minimalize it, to justify it. And that's the way they make money. So some of them may be sadists, may actually derive pleasure from the suffering that they inflict. Others of them perhaps not. And just really like water off a duck's back, like real psychopaths. Don't enjoy it, don't disenjoy it. It's just nothing to them. They just grow accustomed to it. And they're persuaded that it's healthcare. Not so good for the baby's health. So, what choice does the baby get? Abortion rights, almost as a right to kill. Now, I do agree that abortion really is necessary if the mother's going to die without one. We'd have to be certain she'll die without one. Even if there's a significant chance that she'll die without one. It ought to be allowed. Well, what are the other situations to take into account? Rape, she might well commit suicide if her baby's not aborted. Terrible for the child and really unfair for the child. He or she's not done anything wrong, and yet they're paying the price for it. Trouble is, how do we know that the claim of rape is true? Might be true, might not. What are the other possibilities? What if the baby's going to definitely die upon birth? Well, I would say, perhaps be pharisaical, to force this woman to give birth, and maybe baby's going to go through more suffering. So there is a latitude of opinion here, and I'm actually a moderate within the movement. Moderation's not always a good thing. I'm not against the morning after pill. Perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps there's some illogic in that. Perhaps I ought to go further. What are other things to consider about this? I'm not against euthanasia. That really is a choice. If adults who are in agony or terminally ill, if they want to end their lives slightly early and they're perfectly sane, and this is confirmed after a psychiatric evaluation, and they've said it multiple times, we know that they're not having their arms twisted into it, then that would be really different. That really is a choice, but there are many here who think that euthanasia ought not to be permitted. So here we are opposing genocide. They're Muslims, they're Christians of different denominations, and the people with no religious beliefs whatsoever. So we should not obviously call it abortion, we ought to call it the murder of children, because that's what it is. Embryos, fetuses, you were an embryo, you were a fetus. You were alive then, as you're alive now. What species were you before you were born? You're a human being. You were not a kangaroo, or a fish, or an ocelot, or an elephant. You can only have been a human being. If there's respiration going on, you must be alive. If you weren't sure if somebody's alive or not, what's the very first thing you do was to look for a pulse. And if there is a pulse, that person must be alive. I mean, if there is no pulse, well, for quite a few minutes, then that person is dead. If there's a heartbeat, then obviously the heart begins only about 8 weeks into gestation. There's response to stimuli, there's growth, there's a need for nutrition, there's excretion. There are the seven signs of life from a very, very early stage. So we are talking about human beings here. Now, your life might have been saved by a pro-life activist. You probably wouldn't know. If your mother narrowly decided not to kill you in the womb, she probably wouldn't tell you because it might be too traumatizing. So these people here, they are lifesavers. They are trying to save children's lives. Yet we're told we're nutters, we're evil for opposing genocide. And the world just doesn't want to face up to it. It's a minority viewpoint. 10% of people in the UK are pro-life, maybe 20%, depending on the definition and the opinion poll you look at. But you know, all these things start out as a minority viewpoint. In the late 17th century, it was considered beyond extreme to oppose slavery. So what's going on in the United Kingdom, almost every other country, is genocide. But as most people who commit genocide deny it, so people deny it here. They deny that their victims are human beings at all. They're claiming they're subhumans. And it's very hard to face up to that someone you love, and that's happened to me, has murdered her own child. And obviously men whose encouragement or cajolement leads to abortion, who expedite in any way, they're obviously equally guilty. Now, you may say they're not guilty in the legal sense. There's Latin tag? Nulla pena nullum crimen sine lege. As it was arguably lawful at the time, there wouldn't be criminal penalties for this, but in future, there must be. Now, the different legal models we could look at, we could penalise only the abortionists, not the mother herself, or you could penalise the mother herself for doing this, as was done to that woman who murdered a child beyond the legal time limit. And she could have got life in prison for that. She got an incredibly light sentence of only 8 years, which was grossly unjust. She should have got life in prison without possibility of parole. Anyway, so that's it for the moment. Obviously, there's some abortionists here demanding that children be murdered. And let's have a look at them. Bye.